challenge for this defense going up against an offense that's 560 points this year?
Basically, we got to play great football, you know, stop the run game first, then play the pass game, and just go out there and be physical. That's basically it. Say what?
You've had a lot of game-changing plays, single plays that we remember. Do you have a favorite?
I'll say blocking the field goal from Dallas. Oh, yeah?
Why for you? Just because of the way you did it or what it meant? Why for you did that one stand out?
Basically, we needed to win, and, you know, it came down to the last, you know, second, and the offense kicked the field goal to tie the game, and I blocked it, and we went on winning that game, and, you know, it made a big difference, you know, for the whole season, and, you know, that's basically it. Basically, you know, we just got to contain them in the pocket, you know. Don't let them get out and scramble on us. And, you know, we got to be physical up front. You know, it starts with up front. And that's basically what we got to do. You know, we can't go out there thinking we're going to hit home runs. You know, we got to contain them in the pocket. And all that is going to come. You know, we just can't rush things.
From your point of view, what's different when it's, you know, when everyone is together playing on the line? What makes it so much better for you when everyone is healthy?
First of all, everybody's healthy, you know. The rotation is good now, and, you know, it's less snaps for all of us, and we just fresh. When we go in, we fresh, and we can just rush the passer, play the run, you know, and then if one of us get tired, we just go out there and we'll sub. You know we got each other's back.
Jason, did you predict a victory the other day? Were you baited, or did you do it on your own, and do you predict a victory today?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're going to go out and win. You know, if special teams and, you know, defense and offense play the way we played last Sunday, you know, we should come out with a victory.
Jason, how much do you guys as a defense relish a chance to go up against?
I can't hear you.
How much do you enjoy the chance to go against an offense this good and show how much this defense had to prove?
You know, offense that good, you know, it's frustrating because they're so good, you know, but at the same time, you know, we just got to go out there and play great football, and, you know, it gives us a chance to show what we really about, you know, as a defense, you know, our secondary up front, and we just got to go out there and play great football, you know, no matter what happens.
How would you compare yourself, like you, the player, from week one to week now of this season? Are you better, or how would you describe yourself?
I feel like I got it better, you know. I got better as a football player, you know, especially a run stopper and a pass rusher. You know, my teammates, Justin Tuck and OC, you know, all the guys up front helped me on that, and my coaches helped me too. And, you know, I'm just getting better. I got a lot to learn still, but, you know, as time goes on, like, I'm still learning. You know, the game's still a sponge to me, so I'm just learning. And
do you mind, like, when everybody talks about, well, he doesn't even really know the game that well yet? People say that a lot about you, but I don't know if that's
really
easy enough.
I really don't care, you know, because, you know, that just goes to show that, you know, it's a lot for me to learn, and I can get better, and when I do get better, there's gonna be trouble. You know.
Get on your case over that guarantee?
No, you know, people came up to me and, you know, asked me what I said, you know, and, you know, it came from the heart. You know, if we go out there and we play like we're supposed to play and that we did last Sunday, you know, we're going to win. You know, who, in the right mind, like, who's going to say their team going to lose when somebody asks you that question? You know, you got to go out there and say you're going to win, and, you know, we're going to go out there Sunday and, you know, it's going to be one person that win that game. And it's a playoff game, so we'll see.
How did you get yourself ready to play the playoffs? Did you make any mental adjustments when, or do you think that the fact that those two must-win games were like playoff games had you ready?
Myself, or are you talking about the whole team?
Yourself.
Well, myself, I just, you know, it's a playoff game, but, you know, for me, myself, I just think about it's a regular game for me. But I knew it's a playoff game, it's a one and done. You know, if you win this game, you go on to the next round. And that's how I just played. You know, I just go, it's one and done, and if we lose, we just go home. You know, and nobody want that. You know, we were trying to go all the way, you know, trying to finish the tournament.
Last question, what's it like right now with all you guys being on, clicking on all cylinders, all you defensive linemen? How nice is that?
It's nice. You know, we go out there and we have fun. all we do is have fun, you know, no matter what happens. You know, if Eli throw an interception, you know, we don't care. We're going to go out there and make a stand, you know. And that's basically it. You know, we're going to just go out there and have fun, and that's the whole point of the game. You know, have fun, you know, and things will come. Next question.
I was actually just asking you, because Coach had made a point of the week that you played the 100 snaps. I think that was the Jets game.
Mm-hmm.
And how many, are you, like now with everybody, that has that come back down? Are you still up in that area?
Actually, I can't really tell you that because, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
You know, I don't count the snaps, you know, how many snaps I take. You know, I just go out and play. But at the end of the day, you know, when they tell me, I'll be like, wow, I'm surprised. So that's basically it. All right. All right, guys.